This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, May 19th, 2023. Well, all is set and ready to go for the Dayton Hamvention 2023 in Xenia, Ohio. Campers with their RVs began arriving early Thursday morning at the Greene County Fairgrounds and Expo Center. The gates open Friday morning, May 19th at 9 a.m. for amateur radio's largest annual gathering. This year's theme is innovation, and everything amateur radio will be on display for the three-day event. This year's Hamvention is host of the ARRL Great Lakes Division Convention. A summary of ARRL's participation is published at www.arrl.org/expo. And you can keep up with all of the forums and convention activities you want to attend on the ARRL Events app, produced in partnership with Hamvention. It is the event's official mobile application for attendees. The ARRL Events app is free, and you can find it in your device's app store. ARRL is ready with a large exhibit area in Building 2, which revolves around the year-long theme, Year of the Volunteers. There will be staff on hand in the Year of Volunteers section of the ARRL exhibit to help those interested in finding a pathway into volunteer service or for those already serving to reach one rung higher in the ladder of service. Those who stop by the booth will have the opportunity to use a selfie frame to share the fun of the Dayton Hamvention with their social media followers. Everything at Hamvention is easy to find, and it's easy to get there. The Talkin Hamvention Net is up and running now, with directions and assistance as well as traffic conditions and detours. That net is on the Dayton Amateur Radio Association's repeater 146.94 with a 123.0 PL tone. You can follow ARRL News and ARRL social media channels for coverage on the Dayton Hamvention. Amateur radio on the International Space Station, ARRIS, has received schedule confirmation from NASA for 2 radio contacts from astronaut Warren Holberg, KB3HTZ, aboard the International Space Station. And both contacts, by the way, will take place on Friday, May 19th, 2023. The first contact will be with students at Webb Bridge Middle School in Alpharetta, Georgia. That's at 18:20:31 Universal Coordinated Time. A live stream will be available at www.ararati.com 15 minutes before the contact begins. The second contact will be at 18:58:08 Universal Coordinated Time with Fairview Elementary School in Olathe, Kansas. A live stream will be available for that contact at YouTube. ARRIS conducts 60 to 80 of these special amateur radio contacts each year between students around the globe and crew members with ham radio licenses on board the ISS. ARRIS is a cooperative venture of international amateur radio societies and the space agencies that support the ISS. In the U.S., participating organizations include the NASA Space Communications and Navigation Program, that's SCAN, the ISS National Laboratory Space Station Explorers Program, ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, and AMSAT. Section manager of the ARRL South Carolina section, Mark Tarpley, N4UFP, passed away on Sunday, May 14, 2023. Tarpley served as the South Carolina section technical coordinator for 7 years before becoming the South Carolina section manager in 2010. He was the longest serving section manager of the century within the ARRL Roanoke division. After spending many years as a shortwave listener, Tarpley became licensed in 1988. He was an avid CW operator and was chasing ARRL's Fred Fish Memorial Award, which is granted to hams who work all 488 Maidenhead grids in the continental U.S. via UHF and VHF. He had more than 420 grids confirmed. ARRL Field Organization Supervisor Steve Ewald, WV1X, said, "Mark was a wonderful ambassador for ARRL. While working with him over the years, I sensed that he really enjoyed sharing his interest in amateur radio, and he knew how to encourage others to participate and get involved." Tarpley is survived by his wife, Lee, W7LEE, and his daughters, Austin and Marley. A memorial service was to be held for Tarpley at the Learning Center Commons Building at New York Technical College on Saturday, May 20th at 1 p.m. The ARRL member dues survey continues. We've received many thousands of responses so far, but we want to hear from you and as many members as possible. ARRL's online survey is to seek input from members on how well we handle an increase in dues. It remains open until May 31st. The results from the survey will be tabulated and shared with members on the ARRL website in June. The responses will ultimately help guide the future of ARRL. That survey is available to ARRL members only. Members need to make sure they have logged into the ARRL website to participate. For more information and to complete the survey, visit www.arrl.org/news-survey. Bruce Page, KK5DO, has checked in with this week's AMSAT report, and he reminds us that field day is still creeping up on us, so he is imparting some of the places you can go to get information on the satellites. There is a satellite status page located at AMSAT.org under the Satellite Info tab. That's a good place to start and to find out when a particular satellite was heard and if it is still working. Now you have a feeling for which satellites you want to work on field day. Next, go to the Satellite Info tab again and select Communications Satellites. There we'll find information on the FM and single sideband satellites with their frequencies. And finally, scroll down a little on the communications satellite list and you will see digital satellites. IO-117 or GreenCube is a very popular satellite. There are many that have earned satellite DXCC in the short period of time that satellite has been in operation. This will take a bit to learn and how to work and requires some more equipment, such as a satellite radio, a computer running software to make the contact, and tracking software for a rotor, and of course, the rotor. I think that for AMSAT Field Day, there's going to be a lot of activity on IO-117, as the computer is doing most of the heavy listing, said Bruce. So there you go, a bit of everything, and never ever forget to listen to the ISS if it's available. If you have a crowd around and you make your contact through ISS, everyone loves to hear that. If an astronaut happens to pick up the mic for field day, which they have done many times in the past, all the better. Thanks, Bruce, for this week's report. In radio sport this week, the year-long ARRL Volunteers on the Air VOTA continues. You can see on their website the state activation schedule for weekly W1AW portable operations, including May 24th through May 30th, New York, W1AW/2, and Colorado, W1AW/0. May 31st through June 6th, Wyoming, W1AW/7, and Missouri, W1AW/0. Some upcoming contests to be aware of, May 20th through the 21st, the SARL VHF UHF Digital Contest, that is, of course, digital. May 20th, the UNDX Contest, CW and Phone. May 20th through the 21st, the NASART Sangster Shield Contest, CW there. And on May 20th through the 21st as well, His Majesty King of Spain Contest, that's CW. And on May 20th through the 21st, the EUPSK-DX Contest, that is digital. And some upcoming section and state division conventions, May 19th through the 21st, the Dayton Hamvention, of course, hosting the ARRL Great Lakes Division Convention. That's in Xenia, Ohio. Then June 2nd through the 4th, it's CPAC, hosting the ARRL Northwestern Convention Division. That's in Seaside, Oregon. June 3rd, the Atlanta Hamfest, hosting the ARRL Georgia Section Convention in Marietta, Georgia. And on June 4th, the Breeze Shooters Hamfest, hosting the ARRL Western Pennsylvania Section Convention. That's in Prospect, Pennsylvania. And finally this week, thanks to the Lookout Mountain Amateur Radio Club in Chattanooga, Tennessee, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 73.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.